You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of a Place of Refuge church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
I want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to this message. I'm Pastor Leonard Cochran of Place of Refuge, Noonan, and we are located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. That's about 5 minutes from the historical downtown Noonan. And again, I just want to thank you for taking this opportunity to listen to this message. Today, I want to talk to you about resolving problems. Again, I want to bring you a brief message, and I want to talk to you about resolving problems. Now, you may be listening to this video by way of YouTube. You may be on our church Facebook page, or you may be listening to it through our church podcast. But however you are listening to this message, I want to thank you for doing so at this time. And I believe that we have a message that will strengthen you as a believer and encourage you in your walk with Christ. And again, I want to deal simply with resolving problems. And I want to talk to you simply about that. Problems, I want you to receive a number one part of life. Whenever you talk or you deal with problems, you have to understand that problems are a part of life. Whether saved or unsaved, we all must understand that earth is not heaven. You know, when the scripture talks about heaven, it talks about a place of no more tears. It talks about a place of no more pain and basically no more suffering and no more going through this, that, and the other. But again, understand that's heaven and this is earth. And so problems are simply a part of life. Problems are something that everyone is going to have to deal with or contend with, if you will. And so if problems are a part of life, then I want to make it my business to learn how to deal with problems and to deal with problems correctly so that I can get good results as I go through life and learn how to better deal with problems. Now, you also have to understand problems exist because people violate God's laws. You have to understand that some people are going through the problems that they're going through. They're facing the things that they're facing because they violate God's law. They consistently violate his laws. And anytime you go against the word of God or you go against the will of God, it is going to create problems in your life that can only be solved by you obeying or coming into agreement with the word and the will of God. Again, understand that problems exist because people violate God's law. And you have to understand that you were created, you and I both were created as free moral agents. That means we have the right or the choice to choose to obey God, but we also have that right or the choice to not obey God. And I want you to understand that when you choose to violate God's law or God's word, it is going to create problems in your life. Number three, problems can exist in a person's life if they are a born again believer. If you are truly a Christian, if you are truly a follower of Jesus, then you have to understand that problems can come because of what you're doing right. Yeah, you heard that. You heard it. I said it correctly. Problems can be the result of what you're doing right and not necessarily what you're doing wrong. Because as a Christian, you have to always understand that suffering is a part of Christianity. Persecution is a part of being a Christian. I love how Jesus was upfront with those that desired to follow him and just saying plainly to them, you know, if you're going to come up, if you're going to come after me, if you're going to follow me, then he wanted you to take up your cross. He wanted you to be able to deny yourself. In other words, Jesus was upfront and letting his followers know that they were going to suffer. They was going to go through some things. And so understand again, problems exist sometimes because it's a part of life. Sometimes problems exist because people are violating God's law. And again, problems can exist because you are doing the right thing and you're suffering. But if that's the case, that you're a Christian, you're a believer, you're living by faith, and yet you're going through something, you can be encouraged, because every problem that God permit or allows to enter into your life, there's purpose attached to that problem. And so you can rejoice anyhow. You can do what James said. You can count it all joy, because even though you're dealing with a problem, you know that purpose is connected with the problem. And out of the problem, out of the trouble, of the trial, that better is going to enter into your life. But so let's dive into this real quickly. And again, I want to talk to you about resolving problems. Number one, to resolve means to fix or correct by bringing forth the right solution. When you're going to resolve something, again, you want to fix it. You want to correct it. And you want to do so by bringing forth the right solutions. You know, a lot of people try to come up with things, gimmicks and games, to solve problems or to correct things. But again, listen to me. When I talk to you about resolving it, we want to fix it. We want to correct it, and we want to bring forth the right solution. We want to solve problems according to the word of God. Now, resolve also has to do with to settle or to come to a decision. And a lot of us are facing some things that we need to settle some issues. We need to make some decisions concerning some problems that exist in our lives so that we can hopefully move into better. Again, to resolve means to settle or to come to a decision about something or somebody. Now, also to resolve has to do with to repair something. And when you repair it, you want to implement a resolution that can help prevent certain things from occurring again and again and again and again. And I know some of us, if we would be honest today, the problems that we're dealing with are the same old problem, the same old circumstance. We're dealing with the same old issue, because when we go to repair the problem, we don't implement a resolution that can help prevent it from happening again. And again, I know some things are happening. We have to learn from our mistakes. I mean, I get that. A lot of things that I don't do today is simply because I learned from my mistakes. So I will talk better, and then I implemented some things that will help me not to have to go through certain things anymore. But understand, you have to implement a resolution that's going to prevent you from just going through the same things all the time. And so understand this, because I feel like this is important. So many people try to resolve problems, but out of ignorance or stupidity, they make things worse. I said so many people try to resolve problems, but out of ignorance or stupidity, they make things worse. And there are going to be people that's going to be, again, listening to this message, and out of ignorance, you are making things worse. You're trying to handle problems that's bigger than you. You're trying to deal with things, and you have no clue how to solve, how to resolve, how to fix the problem of the situation that you find yourself in, or that you find your family going through certain things. And out of ignorance, you're making decisions. You're choosing to do things, but you're making the problem worse. And I'm not being hard on you, because in time past, I used to go forth trying to solve problems, trying to resolve things. But out of ignorance, out of just simply not knowing, a lack of knowledge, and I would implement things, I would make decisions, and it would only turn around and just bite me, if you will. Just made the situation worse. Just caused things to be jacked up even worse because of something I chose to do. And a lot of times we move out of our feelings and we move out of our emotions, and we make bad decisions. We make bad choices that in the end is going to make our situation worse. But then there's that thing where you have to be honest and just admit that some folk try to resolve problems, and just out of stupidity, they just make things worse. They're actually doing things that they know is going to create more problems, make a situation worse, And you have to reach a point to where, and I know this may hurt a little bit, but some of us gonna have to reach a point to where we're just tired of walking in stupidity. We're just tired of doing dumb things and we want to get wiser and we want our lives to get better. We want things to be transformed. And so if that's going to happen, we can't resolve problems and operate in ignorance, and we can't try to resolve problems operating in stupidity. Now, understand this is a powerful quote by Albert Einstein when he said that we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that created them. Listen to that. You cannot solve problems with the same thinking that created the problem in the first place. That's a powerful quote. You cannot solve problems with the same thinking that created the problem in the first place. Let me give you some examples. Some folk think or say things like, I'm not ready to change. See, that type thinking is going to continue to cause you to be in ruin or to live beneath your God-given privileges or what God intended for you to have. I'm not ready to change. See, thinking like that is going to keep you stuck in a situation that when it's time for you to come out, you're not going to be able to come out because of a mentality that you have that says, I'm not ready to change. I'm not ready to get saved. I'm not ready to turn to God. See, that type thinking is going to cause your problems not only to remain with you, but it's going to cause your problems to get worse. And so there has to be a change in one's mentality when you say things like, I'm not ready to change. Now, some folk have the thinking that I can't change. There's no way I can do it, Pastor Cocker. I've tried over and over again. I can't change. See, you are putting yourself in a position to where your problems are not just going remain with you, but your problem's going to dominate you until you come to a point to where you recognize that God will help you change. God will help you change. You got to get out of that mentality. You got to lose that mentality of saying, I can't change, because with God, all things are possible and God can help you change. The same God that helped me change will be the same God that will help you change. But you have to recognize sometimes change is painful. Sometimes for people to get better or for people to rise above their problems and learn how to resolve their problem, they sometimes have to change their environment. They have to change. You may have to change your environment before you can really grow up and be able to deal with certain problems. You may have to change your environment. What do I mean by change your environment? Change the company that you keep. Sometimes the best decision that we can make is simply choosing to sever certain relationship with certain people that are hurting and not helping our life, our situation, our marriage, our finances, or whatever it may be. You have to change the company that you keep. Because listen, when you change the company that you keep, you are indirectly changing who you listen to. And like it or not, some of us are listening to the wrong people. We're taking advice from the wrong people, and therefore a change need to take place. We need to change our environment. You need to change the company that you keep, and you need to change who you listen to. It's time to change who opinion matters to you. Because some of us people, we value people's opinion that we really don't need to be listening to. And so therefore you have to realize that mentality of saying you can't change. No, that's what have created so many problems in your life now. But, you know, again, I hope this message is going to encourage you and even help you. Again, you know, a mentality where people say, you know, I don't need nobody's help. You know, yes, you do. We all need help. When we just don't need God. You know, I don't need nobody but God. No, because if you study the scripture, God has ordained for us to need others. He has ordained that we be helpers one to another. And so you got to get out of that mentality where you think you don't need nobody's help. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. There are certain problems that exist in your life that God has ordained for you to connect with certain people, and that's a divine connection, in order for you to be able to get the wisdom you need to solve certain problems. And another mentality that I want to talk about is, folk, you know, it's not my fault. The mentality of the thinking that we're always shifting the blame to other people, not wanting to be accountable, not wanting to take responsibility for our own decisions. And like it or not, there are some problems that many of you may be dealing with, that it is a result of jacked up, lame, crazy decisions, things you decided to do, and it's time to take some responsibility. It's time to be accountable for your own actions. I love to tell people that part of growing up, part of maturing, is just having that ability to know that, hey, you know, this is my fault. I have got to change. I got to change my way. And so we got to get out of that mentality of it's not my fault, and always shifting the blame to somebody else. Because, see, that's what created so many problems in the first place. And so we got to get out of that. And we've got to learn how to take responsibility for our own actions, so that we can learn how to resolve problems. And then you hear people say things like, you know, I can't find the right people to connect with. Well, you know, God is going to help you find the right people to connect with, because part of being successful is having the ability to surround yourself with the right people, people that will improve your life, people that will better your life. I like how the scripture say iron sharpened iron. And so when you can find the right people to connect with, it is going to drastically improve your life for the better. And you'll see that change taking place immediately when you begin to connect with the right people. But again, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that created them. And so I hope those of you that's listening to this message, you're ready to step up and resolve some problems. You're ready to move on, and you're ready for things to be better. Now, the one thing we need, in my close, in order to resolve problems, is that we need wisdom. We need wisdom. I want to give you two simple definitions for wisdom. Number one, wisdom is just simply the application of knowledge and understanding. It is the application, or it is applying to your life, to your situation, to your problem, to your circumstance, knowledge and understanding. This is important for Christians, for Bible believers. According to Jeremiah 3:15, God said he would give you pastors according to his heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. So in one sense, knowledge and understanding is going to come by you having a pastor or a prophet in your life who's going to feed you with knowledge and understanding based upon the word of God. And as you receive that knowledge, as you receive that understanding, and this is what's so critical, and you apply it to your life, it's going to teach you and it's going to help you to resolve problems. That's good news for somebody that's been dealing with problems, that's been beating you down. You don't know for how long it beat your grandmama down, it beat granddaddy down, it's beating uncle so-and-so down. But now you're listening to a message from a bona fide pastor, and I'm telling you that if you will apply knowledge and understanding, it'll change your life for the better. And I know there are folk listening to me that you may go to church week in and week out, but I want to ask you, if you're in a Bible-believing church, and if you're following your pastor according to the scripture as he or she follows Christ, if I want to ask you something, are you applying the knowledge and the understanding that you are being given on a consistent basis? You have to apply the word that God gives to your man or woman of God in order for it to benefit your life, to help you resolve problems. Wisdom is powerful when you receive the right knowledge and understanding, and you begin to apply it to your life. It's going to help you. It's going to help you in every aspect of your life. I love the vision of our church at A Place of Refuge, is that our vision is to help people to be productive in every aspect of life. And so we do that by feeding God's people with knowledge and understanding. But again, wisdom is the application of knowledge and understanding, applying to your life the word of God that you receive, the revelation that comes through a bona fide man or woman of God, you apply it to your life. Number two, wisdom is the ability to judge correctly. In other words, when you're walking in wisdom, you have godly discernment. You have godly discernment. It's the ability to judge correctly. And see, when you have the ability to judge a situation correctly, to judge a thing correctly, and you're walking in godly discernment, you're going to be able to live with clarity. So you're going to be clear about certain things. That's the reason I love wisdom, because wisdom brings forth clarity in our life. And so if I'm walking in clarity, then there's going to be an absence of consistently being confused. There's going to be an absence of confusion. There's going to be an absence of worrying. You ain't going to have to stay stressed out. Why? I know how to resolve problems. I am being taught, according to the word of God, how to solve problems that may arise in my life. Not just going around in circles anymore. But I have been given wisdom. I'm becoming a wise person. And clarity is taking place in my life. And there's no more confusion. There's no more worrying. Because I'm applying wisdom that I'm receiving, and it's helping me to deal with problems. And see, don't run from your problem. Get wisdom. Learn how to deal with your problem. Now, notice in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter and verse number 7, a very, very powerful scripture. Notice what Solomon said. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. He said, wisdom is the principal thing, the most important thing, that which is essential to us as believers. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Then listen to what he said. Therefore, get wisdom. If wisdom is the principal thing, if wisdom is the most important thing, then Solomon said, get it. Go after it. Hunger for it. Desire it. Crave it. See, you have to have that in you that, hey, I want wisdom. I want wisdom. No more problem just dominating me. Turning, ruining days and months and keeping, causing me to live in the past and ruin my present and destroy my future. No, I want wisdom. I want to get it. I want to get wisdom. Because notice what he said. Wisdom is the principal thing. He said, therefore, get wisdom. And notice this. And in all you're getting, get understanding. You have to desire wisdom. You got to desire wisdom. You got to desire wisdom. You have to desire wisdom. Jesus said, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be filled. And see, you have to get wisdom. You have to get wisdom. Now notice also in Proverbs, the 2nd chapter, in verse number 6, notice where it comes from. He said, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. See, the Lord desires to give you the wisdom that you need to solve whatever problem is taking place in your life. He wants to give you the wisdom to solve that problem so that your life can in turn be better. And that's the reason I'm bringing this message, because it's time to resolve problems. Understand that wisdom, again, comes from the Lord. The scripture says, Solomon said, the Lord gives wisdom. He gives wisdom. I want to talk about one way that God gives wisdom. He gives it through anointed men and women of God. That's how he gives it. That's how God often chooses. That's one way he chooses to give his people wisdom. It's through anointed men and women of God. And so I'm encouraging you to get wisdom. To hunger for wisdom. Put yourself in a position where you're being fed with knowledge and understanding. You are applying it to your life, and it's causing things to get better. Whether that's your marriage, your finances, your career, something taking place within your body, whether it's mental or emotional distress or problems that you are facing as a result of having the wrong mindset, whatever it may be, desire wisdom. Desire wisdom, because God desires to give it to you, but you have to hunger for it. You have to hunger for it. And I want to encourage you to make sure that you are in a Bible-believing church. Make sure you're being led by the Holy Spirit and that you're in a church again where the man or woman of God is following Christ. And as that man and that woman of God follows Christ, then you follow them. That's scripture. Don't let nobody tell you different. That's Bible. You know, if the man of God is following Christ, then you follow him. No one is asking you to follow a fool. No one is asking you to follow somebody that don't know where he or she is going. But if your pastor is following God, then you continue to follow your pastor. You continue to receive that wisdom on a daily basis, and it will change your life, and it will help you to resolve problems. Again, I'm Pastor Leonard Cochran. I want to thank you for just tuning in, just listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you will begin to resolve problems that are in your life that are due to, you know, again, maybe you were violating God's law, and this message has encouraged you, and you say, Pastor, I'm going to get up, I'm going to put the word of God into action, I'm going to repent, I'm going to turn to God. You know, that would just bless my soul that if a sinner or a backslider could just listen to this message and you turn to God. And one thing I want to say as I just let it go, you know, one thing I love about applying wisdom is that you're going to see immediate results. I mean, you may not see them on the scale. They may not be as large as you desire them to be, because understand, I like ways, you know, some folk, older people, you say in time past, you know, you're going to spend 20 years digging a hole and then you're going to want to get out of that hole in 24 hours. Sometimes that's just not the case, you know, and that can be for a number of reasons, because, and you know, we also need to learn from things that we go through and so forth. But do understand this, when you begin to apply wisdom, there's going to be an immediate change that's going to begin to take place. And part of that change, when back in the day when I started applying wisdom to my life, I didn't come out overnight, but the peace that came upon me because I knew that I was finally about to do something to help my situation, just having that peace was so much comfort to me. And so again, I want to thank you for listening again. This has been Pastor Cochran. It's been a privilege to just bring you this message, and I hope that you will stay encouraged. Again, remember that Jesus is a refuge. God bless you.